ओम शांति। 4th October 2019 फ्राइडे। द एसेंस फ्रॉम टुडेज मुरली। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, पे फुल अटेंशन टू द पिलग्रिमेज ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस। इट्स ओनली थ्रू दिस दैट यू विल बिकम सतो प्रधान। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, पे full attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's only through this that you will become satopradhan. Pay full attention. To pay full attention means, means undivided attention. To pay full attention means one is completely focused on particular thing. To pay full attention means one is not at all distracted. Distraction free zone. That is full attention. To pay full attention means one is giving more time. To pay full attention means one is not wandering here and there. To pay full attention means to increase the quality of that yoga. To increase the quantity, to increase the quality, to increase the yoga chart every day is to give full attention. Full attention means one is alert, one is awake, not sleeping, not stuporous, not unconscious. One is aware what time is going on and what is the quality of our yoga. So Baba is saying pay full attention, and we can give full attention to the thing only when our mind is focused, concentrated, not distracted. If it is not involved in multitasking, if it is already divided into 100 tasks, it cannot just do justice to one task. Baba is saying pay full attention to yoga. And yoga is not just about getting up and doing Amrit Vela or doing evening yoga. Yoga is something that you remain linked, combined with the Supreme throughout the day. Because everybody is so busy that the daily routine makes one extrovert. And the greatest challenge is to remain focused, composed, calm, connected with the Divine, with the Supreme, with the Highest. So this is a very subtle attention. When disciple went to his master, the Zen master, and told him and asked him, just tell me one word that will make me progress in the spiritual life. Some keyword. Because I have read enough scriptures, I have heard enough lectures, did lot of penance and spiritual practices and everything. Now just tell me one word. And the master took one paper and wrote one word, attention. When we get those answers which we already know, we are usually not very happy. And especially in regards to spiritual matters. We want new answers from people. So when the word attention was written, the disciple was not very much happy. He said, okay, attention is there, but besides attention, something else, something more, something that will really is the essence of spirituality. Just one word. You do it and you become spiritual. The master wrote another word, attention. He said, okay, attention is fine, I know. But something more, something that will help me achieve the spiritual goals very fast. Attention, I know. The master wrote the third word, attention. This is the only thing which is needed. It's not about how much knowledge one is having, how eloquent or fluent speaker one is. It's not about how much service one is doing. It's not about what one is reading, in whose company one is. It's about the application of that spiritual principle. If one knows 100 pages of one book and he has not mastered a single thing properly, he is at a loss. There was a boxer, Bruce Lee, yeah. So he said somewhere, I do not fear 100 kicks. He said, I do not fear 100 kicks, but I fear one kick which is practiced 100 times. I fear that one kick which my opponent, my enemy, has practiced 100 times. So it's not about the amount, the volume, the mammoth information one is carrying with him. It's all about application, how much one is putting into practice. The knowledge should get translated into practice. That is the crux of spirituality. And for this, just what is needed is attention, the sense of awareness, watchfulness. That whatever little I have heard, now I have to practice it. It's shown in Mahabharata that Yudhishthir, when they were learning, all the Pandavas and Kauravas, Yudhishthir was the brightest. And everybody used to like him because he was most sincere and truthful and righteous. And the master, the Dronacharya Guru, has taught them certain chapter. Everybody learned, but Yudhishthir could not. And everybody passed, but Yudhishthir was not able to answer it. And the chapter was the chapter of truth. And when the master asked him, why is it that you are so bright and intelligent and yet you cannot master the simple chapter of truth? Others are going ahead of you. So Yudhishthira said, unless and until I see that truth in myself, how can I proceed to other chapters? Unless and until I am very much confident, clear about application of truth in my life, I cannot proceed ahead. So the first chapter itself needs the utmost attention. And that's why Baba said, pay full attention to this pilgrimage of remembrance, yoga, yad, meditation, whatever you call it. So paying full attention means undivided attention. Paying full attention means total awareness. Paying full attention means no distractions. Otherwise somebody is reading Murli. 100 times one is distracted. Sometimes he'll look out of the window, who has come. Sometimes he'll see the mobile. Or sometimes suddenly hunger. Or some old memory. Some distraction, some body pain, some itching. One cannot sit quietly and get focused. And that's why the grasping is so less. It's not about the volume of information one is carrying. It's about how much focused one is, one task at a time. Mahatma Gandhi's favorite song was, "One step enough for me. One step enough for me. Lead kindly light. Lead kindly light." That was a very famous English song. And that was his favorite song. Lead kindly light. Lead kindly light. There is a darkness and I am wandering. Lead me thou on. And in that song, this line comes. One step is enough for me. Only one step at a time. Drop is enough. So, attention means no distractions. Attention means total focus. Attention means total awareness. Attention means giving more time. Attention means improving the quality of yoga. Attention means the chart of yoga. There is an exponential rise in the chart of yoga. This is the chart or graph. So, yoga chart should increase every day. This is the time scale. So it should increase. This is the time scale, yes. And this is the day. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. This is the time. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, whatever. So this chart should rise. But the chart is like this. Sometimes zero or in negative. Minus. Sometimes to the baseline. Sometimes slightly up. Sometimes the highest. Just about to become karmatit. And then suddenly down. And then rise. And then fall. And then rise. And then fall. This is a chart, zigzag. So full attention means attention that the chart of yoga is increasing every day. Full attention means there are no crash landings or accidents. Because once you fall, it's so difficult to rise again. Because fall from yoga is worse than the fall from jnana. To fall from yoga, it takes so much time to reach the same level again. Because here, in that stage of vyog, in that stage of separation from God, so much knowledge is needed again. So much churning is needed. So much practice is needed again. Then slightly one rises. Again goes down. So many things are needed. So, full attention means full awareness, full watchfulness, more time. And most importantly, attention means karma yoga. It's not about morning yoga or evening yoga or night yoga. It's about karma yoga. How much connected you remain with God throughout the day. Even if it is just 10%, it's still okay. Rather than it becoming zero. And then suddenly you remember at night or evening that this was to be done and that was to be done. So everything should turn into yoga. You're eating, you're talking, you're walking, you're sleeping. Sleeping yoga. It's not sleeping during yoga, but yoga during sleep. The other way around. Sleeping yoga, yoga nidra. So, what are the different types of yoga? Sitting yoga, standing yoga, sleeping yoga, room yoga, random yoga, dancing yoga, walking yoga, then eating yoga, drinking yoga, then traveling yoga, climbing yoga, ascending yoga, then talking yoga, then bathing yoga, when you take bath, party yoga, physical yoga, everywhere. Yoga should be included everywhere. Reading yoga, seeing yoga, listening yoga, smelling yoga, writing yoga, different types of yoga. Chatting yoga, sharing yoga, screen yoga, digital yoga. So everything should be turned into yoga. Angry? Angry or hungry? There is a new word in English. Hangry. Hangry means when one is hungry, one becomes angry. So that is known as hangry. Some people during hunger become very angry. They are known as hangry. So Murli yoga. Everything should turn into yoga. Playing yoga. While you are playing, you are still class yoga. So while giving class, while listening class, while jogging yoga, anything, every activity, everything should turn into yoga. Picnic yoga. When you go for a picnic, that should not be just worldly entertainment. Excursion yoga. Seva yoga. Journey, traveling, somebody said. So traveling, everything. Everything that is, whatever you do, that should turn into yoga. Yes, while you are sewing, stitching, swimming yoga. Those who know swimming. So, smiling yoga, laughing yoga, giggling yoga. Office yoga, work yoga, job yoga, business yoga, shop yoga, purchasing yoga, buying yoga, bargaining yoga, driving yoga. So everything, all activities for that matter, should turn into yoga. Whether it is entertainment, whether it is some serious thing, but somehow the consciousness should remain linked with the Supreme Consciousness. The soul should remain linked with the Supreme Soul in some way or other way. Relationship yoga, different relationships. So stay connected, have some talk, have some exchange, and that's one of the best thing for that is how to remain connected with Baba throughout the day. One of the best methods is, I think, which I have mentioned in some of the previous classes. You make a group, form your group on WhatsApp, add one person and remove that person. And then you alone remain in that group. And then throughout the day, keep on sending messages to Baba. What messages? Devendra Bhai? Baba, I'm alright. Now I am crying. somebody is saying something to me, somebody is shouting, write everything. Keep on updating him. Just as we update, no? It's raining in Mount Abu. This is the picture and I am here. They keep on updating each other. So better to update God about the thoughts, emotions, feelings and everything. Keep on telling him throughout the day. This is happening, that is happening. Send a small message. You know, nobody can say that I am very busy. Just as two friends, no matter how much busy they are, they remain connected with each other. As something or other. By different methods. So one of the methods is messaging. So they remain connected with each other. So one can remain connected with Baba. The only thing is that suddenly, immediately and instantly response will not come from that side. Just as here, even before typing, the response comes. There it will not be the same. It will take time. So it will be a unilateral communication for some time, but then gradually one will start getting some touchings from the above, touchings from the sky, touchings from the providence. So pay full attention to pilgrimage of remembrance. So remembrance is known as pilgrimage. Just as you do that pilgrimage, you prepare yourself, you have to prepare yourself for this pilgrimage as well. Just as in that pilgrimage, one has to take care of so many things. It's sort of vrat. This pilgrimage is also vrat, an oath, as tapasya. It's a way of life. Yoga is not the stage of doing something, but it is a stage of being. It's a state of being. It's not that I am doing yoga, please don't disturb. That means he is not in yoga. Yoga is the stage of being, not doing something. When you do something, yoga is lost. It means it is something outside of you and which you are doing. Yoga is the stage of consciousness, where the soul is getting merged or linked or drowned or connected or united with the Supreme. So yoga is that stage of spiritual, emotional intimacy, proximity. So pay full attention to this pilgrimage of yoga, and when you do this, what happens? You become Sattva Pradhan. And what is the barometer that I am becoming? My purity is increasing every day. Yes. What is the barometer? How do I know that my purity is more today than yesterday? Waste thoughts are decreasing every day. Okay, what else? The barometer, some measurement that, yes, like in thermometer we see temperature was this much yesterday, today it is this much. By BP apparatus you check your blood pressure, yesterday was this much, today is this. So what is the barometer, what is the criteria, what is the thing that will make me understand or confirm or ratify that my purity is increasing? It is more today, it's here, yesterday it was here. Inner happiness. What else? Chart of remembrance. What else? My dreams would become purer and purer, or as less as possible. At the level of dreams, at the level of sanskars, at the level of happiness, at the level of internal stage, at the level of yoga, at the level of sakash, everything would increase very fast. One is to sit in yoga and then to wait that you will reach Paramdham after half an hour. Another is to sit and get detached. The criteria is, the barometer is your detachment from body. How fast one gets detached from this world, from this body. This is the barometer You say that, you can say that yesterday my purity was here, today it has increased. So more purity. More purity, the more the detachment from the body. More purity, the more would be the vairagya for this world. The more the purity, the more attraction of the supreme abode. The more the love for God. So that is the sign of purity. So today's essence is, sweet children,
there it is.
Pay full attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's only through that that you will become Sato Pradhan. Pradhan means predominant. Sato means consciousness has got three stages, Sato, Rajo, Tamo. So when there is a predominance of Sato, means when there is a predominance of purity, pure thoughts, it's known as Sato Pradhan. So predominant Sato stage is known as Sato Pradhan. So you will become that through pilgrimage of remembrance. Om Shanti.